What's up? General Young Women broadcast. The Young Women General Presidency invites all young women ages 12 to 18, their mothers, and young women leaders to attend the General Young Women meeting on Saturday, March 28, 2009. This meeting is held under the direction of the First Presidency. The theme is Be Thou an Example of the Believers in Word, in Conversation, in Charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. President Monson has said, "You are an example of righteousness in a world which desperately needs your influence and strength." The meeting will originate from the Conference Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. The live meeting will be broadcast by satellite to meeting houses worldwide and on the Internet at www.lds.org/broadcast. For those who receive KBYU or BYU TV, note times below. Live broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Rebroadcast 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Dating survey results. In September, we asked the members of our New Era email group to respond to a dating survey. We had nearly 200 youth respond from 13 different countries. Here are the top three answers to these survey questions, along with the percentage of respondents who gave that answer. In your opinion, what is the difference between dating and hanging out? 1. The intention, 53%. 2. Couples are paired off, 47%. 3. Someone specifically asks the other out, 11%. What are some things people in your area commonly do when hanging out? 1. Go to movies, 66%. 2. Play games, 29%. 3. Play sports, 25%. What are some things people in your area commonly do on dates? 1. Go to movies, 68%. 2. Go out to eat, 63%. 3. Go to a dance, 17%. In your opinion, what makes somebody a boyfriend or girlfriend? 1. Dating them exclusively, 32%. 2. They both like each other and go on multiple dates, 30%. 3. They kiss or hold hands, 20%. Has For the Strength of Youth helped you in your dating decisions? Most of you said yes to this question. Here are two sample responses. Yes, For the Strength of Youth sets the perfect guidelines of what dating is, how it should be, and who you should date. Absolutely. It has helped me with wanting to be really careful about physical intimacy. If you'd like to join our email panel and be part of the next survey, send an email to newera@ldschurch.org, letting us know you want to be on our email list. You'll also get a monthly NE mail, giving you a glimpse at our latest issue, Rebuild, Repaint, Redo in Roswell. More than 230 youth from the Roswell, Georgia stake took part in a youth conference over the course of 4 days. The goals for the conference were to help the young men and women of the stake build integrity, improve face-to-face communication, and do good works within the community. Many of the youth said their favorite part of the conference was the service day, where they had a chance to care for abandoned babies and do landscaping at an infant shelter, along with hammering, painting, and landscaping at local schools. "Each place looked so much better when we were done," says Mitch Mills of the Alpharetta Ward. "It made me happy inside that the kids would have a better place to go to school." My favorite scripture, James chapter 1, verse 5. This is my favorite scripture because it reminds me of how Joseph Smith received the first vision and the revelations about the church. He never wavered in his faith in the gospel and the Lord, and I wish I could be like him. Haley M., 14, Colorado, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. send it to newera@ldschurch.org. Jesus Christ ministers to and loves us all, one by one. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the 70, one by one, Ensign, November 2000, page 29. The Church in the Dominican Republic. The first Dominican members were converted while living in the United States. They returned to the Dominican Republic in 1978, and missionaries arrived the following year. In 1 year, more than 350 converts joined the church. In 1992, Dominican members watched General Conference for the first time via satellite. The first church temple in the Caribbean was dedicated in Santo Domingo on September 17, 2000. About 80 church meeting houses dot the country. Here are a few facts about the church today in the Dominican Republic. Membership, 106,243. Missions, 3. Temples, 1. Wards and branches, 194. Family history centers, 19. End of the section, What's Up?